But first, about 650 children under the age of 14 go into custody in Australia in an average year. And of those, about 65% are Indigenous. At the moment, children over the age of 10 can be arrested by the police, remanded in custody and convicted by the courts and imprisoned. Federal, state and territory attorney generals are meeting today and are discussing whether to raise the age of criminal responsibility. Rob Osborne has more.
A strong community campaign has developed around the question of raising the age of criminal responsibility to a minimum of 14 years. The Council of Attorney Generals commissioned a report on the issue last year and is considering the findings today. Chris Cunneen is a professor of criminology at Jumbala Institute for Indigenous Education and Research at UTS in Sydney. I asked him first what the evidence suggests about the impact of early involvement with the justice system on the life prospects of youngsters under 14.
The evidence is really clear in a number of respects. I mean, first of all, we know that the younger the age that a child comes into contact with youth justice, the more likely they're going to stay in the system over, you know, a life course. And some of those kids indeed will go on to the adult criminal justice system.
One such kid was Keenan Mundine, an Indigenous man who is now 33 years old and has spent considerable periods of time in juvenile detention and adult prisons. He's the co-founder of Deadly Connections, Community and Justice Services, an organisation devoted to breaking the cycles of trauma and disadvantage in Indigenous communities. Here he is describing his early life.
I grew up in Redfern, in the Aboriginal community of Redfern in Sydney, in the early 90s. A lot of people that grew up in my community at that time would also agree with me and know that my community was, you know, struggling. My community at that time had a lot of issues with police and drugs and alcohol and crime and basically what most of these poor communities suffer from today.
Keenan's early involvement with the juvenile justice system led to periods of imprisonment in the adult system. But what might have made a difference?
I think what sort of lacked was the support and the recognition of the support that I needed going through the experiences that I went through, being removed from my family and my brothers and basically losing both of my parents as a young kid, trying to also, you know, juggle being removed from my community, being removed from my culture and everything that I basically had as a protective factor to what was going on around me was just taken away from me.
I asked Chris Cunneen what he thinks is the most important reason why we should raise the age of criminal consent to a minimum of 14 years.
The issue there is clearly that what we're doing with those young children is not working. It's not as if we can say, well, look, you know, we're getting positive effects or positive benefits from bringing these very young children into the justice system. We know that that's not the case. And there are other issues as well. I mean, I think the submission from the Royal Australian College of Physicians around this issue, the submission to the Council of Attorney Generals, points out some of the negative developmental consequences of detention and being brought into the justice system. And in addition, we know that many children who end up in youth justice actually themselves do have some developmental issues or psychological issues to begin with. And so, you know, we're really compounding those problems rather than dealing appropriately with them.
And what should we be doing differently? What would be a more effective approach to problematic behaviour in young people?
We know that there are other alternatives. Alternatives that centre really around family support, support for the young person in the community, treating the issue more as one that involves some sort of welfare-related response to the child, and that could involve things like education, it could involve things like alcohol and drug treatments, it could involve, you know, family support where the child can stay with the family. So there's lots of alternatives, and we also know, given the high proportion of Aboriginal kids that are in this group, that we can look at the support that Aboriginal organisations might play in this area as well.
Amongst countries comparable to Australia, only the UK has an age of criminal responsibility set at 10 years. So what can we learn from other jurisdictions? Professor Cunneen again.
We also have the experience of the European jurisdictions. Most of the European states have a minimum age of 14 or higher. Indeed, if we look at some of the Scandinavian countries, the minimum age there is 15. And they've had a minimum age of 14 or 15 for decades and decades. So it's not something new. And, you know, there's substantial experience, I think, in European jurisdictions of how we might respond to children rather than putting them through the justice system.
And what do the campaigners hope will emerge from today's meeting of the Council of Attorney Generals?
The best outcome that we could hope for today is a commitment from the federal, state and territory attorney generals to raise the minimum age to 14. The actual legislative change is pretty simple, really. But I think, you know, practically we need to look at then how we put in place alternatives to responding to children in a constructive way rather than putting them through the justice system.
Professor Chris Kinnean, Professor of Criminology at the Jumbana Institute for Indigenous Education and Research at UTS in Sydney, ending that report from Rob Osborne.